Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
What do you do when you're depressed, when you're sad, when you're down? What do you do? Well, the psalmist did have some times of being depressed. We see that in Psalm 42, verse 5 and 6. It says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Verse 6, "O my God, my soul is cast down within me." He says, I'm low. I can't see the end of this tunnel. I can't find my way back. There's all darkness around me. Then he says, "Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar." So what do I do when I'm depressed? Let me tell you what I have. I have two things that I do when I'm depressed, when I'm having a really dark time, a tough time. On my list of prayers, I have at the very beginning of it, I have like 20 things that I have prayed for and God answered them. I have the date next to them when they answered, and I sort of go read through those things and the miraculous things that God has done in my life. And that reminds me not to be down, not to feel forsaken, not to feel like I'm all by myself, because God has done before for me what I couldn't believe was going to happen. And then now he can do the same thing for whatever it is that might be causing me to have this downtime. See, that's what David said. And he said, "My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember thee. I will remember you from Jordan. I'll remember you from," he's going to remember you. Then the second thing that I do, and maybe you'd want to start doing this, is have a blessings book. I've got this red book that I've had for like 5 years. And whenever somebody does something for our ministry or me, I write it down in that blessing book. You know, in there, there's things as little as somebody send me a $20 bill in the mail. It might be something as big as somebody loaning us money that we needed to have to be able to finish a building, like that happened in November of last year. But when you're depressed, it's all about thinking about what you don't have, what you aren't, and how hard everything is. But the way to get yourself out of that depression, way to get yourself out of that downtime, is by remembering what God has done for you, remembering his goodness. You know, when you think on the goodness of God, it will take your mind off the present situation and give hope that it will improve. It focuses your thoughts on God's ability to help you rather than your inability to help yourself. Doesn't all this make sense? So the next time, ladies, that you're feeling cast down, when you're feeling disquieted, when you feel there's a lot of disgruntledness in your life and with you, even with yourself, he said, praise God and think of all these things. I encourage all of you on your prayer list. I've got all of my family members. Make yourself a section that has answered prayers in that you can look back and say, hey, God took care of that. He can take care of this. God did this for me. He could do, you know, I think these answered prayers would be so encouraging to you and be just what you need when you're going through a depression. Maybe you need to make that blessings book and keep it for years. I mean, I'm talking this book is 5 years old and I've only written through half of it. So I got a long way to go. Maybe it's going to be a 10-year book. I don't know. But make yourself a blessing book. And what's different about it? The blessing book is just, I didn't pray for them. Things, people just did them. And that's the difference. The answered prayers are things I specifically prayed for and asked God to do, and he did them. But the blessing books are just random things that God did whenever he chose to do them. And boy, both things are such an encouragement to me. I believe they to be an encouragement to you. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.